This is FNX.
Welcome back to Slamcast. I am your most awesome host, Dr. Nick. First of all, I want to talk about the WWE Class of 2016 Hall of Fame. Now, we have Stan Hansen going in. We have Sting going in. We have Big Boss Man going in. We have the Fabulous Freebirds going in. We have the Godfather. We have Jacqueline. So, this is an awesome class. The Big Boss Man is going to be inducted by the Doctor of Style, Slick, which was his manager when he came into the WWF at the time. And then he was teamed up with Akeem. This is a great class. I was kind of hoping for a British Bulldog and Owen Hart this year, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Obviously, WrestleMania is on April 3rd. This week is going to be just awesome for me. I love WrestleMania week. Around this time of the year, a lot of people who are used to be fans somehow come out of the woodwork, and I don't mean that in a negative way. WrestleMania is wrestling's Super Bowl. So, like, there's a lot of people that watch the Super Bowl who are not necessarily football fans die hard all season long. But you can't deny, when you're a wrestling fan, that WrestleMania has always and always will be the biggest thing in the business. It's what every superstar destines to be a part of and have that WrestleMania moment. Now, I personally have never been to a WrestleMania. I would love to go to WrestleMania next year. It's going to be in Orlando. I love Florida. If you know Dr. Nick, I love Florida. I love the beach, tropical, you know, stuff like that. So what better place to have WrestleMania and Dr. Nick go to WrestleMania? I'm going to try to save up some money in order to go next year. This year it's in Dallas, Texas, which for those people who were fans of the Texas Tornado and the Von Erichs, Dallas, Texas was a huge hot body of wrestling during the 80s. Here's a little, I wouldn't really call it a tip, but here's a little recommendation from Dr. Nick. Go watch the Heroes of World Class documentary. It's a separate DVD that was put out by an individual. The Triumph and Tragedy of World Class is a good DVD, but go watch the Heroes of World Class. Great DVD, tells the entire story of the family, the story of the company, talks about the Fabulous Freebirds and the feud that they had with the Von Erichs, the fact that they were the first ones to start using entrance music, Bad Street USA, and, you know, I'm so excited. I've always been a fan of wrestling. I love it. I collect the action figures, the books, I watch it all the time. I've never really been a football fan or a baseball fan or, you know, even golf or hockey or anything like that. I respect those sports, but me, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a diehard fan. I know people's former gimmicks, where they're from, how many championships they've had. A friend of mine who used to do a podcast with me knows the Two Broke Jobless Guys, Dave. He basically referred to me as like a walking encyclopedia of professional wrestling. And it's not just WWF and WWE, it's WCW, ECW, NWA, World Class, Florida Championship Wrestling, AWA, you name it. I am like an encyclopedia of wrestling knowledge and trivia. If only it was possible for somebody to make a living out of that. You know, we all like to play Booker in our heads, and I don't mean Booker T, but we always like to look at matches of the past and even current and matches that are about to happen. We all like to think, what could we do differently? What could be done differently? This year, WrestleMania 32, with all the injuries and the constant changes of bookings and everything, I wasn't really sure that all of this was going to turn out. I'm going to try to be positive about this WrestleMania. WrestleMania 31 was a hell of a WrestleMania. WrestleMania 30, in my personal opinion, was a huge letdown. WrestleMania 29, you know, two of my least favorite WrestleManias would have to be probably 30, 15, 11. I wasn't a real big fan of WrestleMania 13. 14 was good. I'd say 16, 17, and 18. WrestleMania 19, not so much. But, you know, everybody has their favorite WrestleMania. Just like everybody has, you know, their favorite superstars over the years, stuff like that. But, you know, WrestleMania is just really cool. A lot of stores take the opportunity to have sales on merchandise and, you know, really capitalize on this week and time of the year that I'm so looking forward to it. This Sunday is going to be great. My friend Phil, him and I are going to watch WrestleMania 32 together and, you know, probably eat some food, rip ass, you know, the usual. But it's going to be good. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, just everybody's concern when it comes to the brand split of having Raw and SmackDown split again. Me personally, I think it's a good idea. I think both shows should have their own world title. One should have the Intercontinental title, one should have the United States Championship. I think the tag team titles should go on both shows. That's okay. I like the idea of them doing this Cruiserweight tournament. They could bring back the Cruiserweight Championship. There's quite a few guys who could actually run that division. What part of the brand split, you know, exactly is everyone so scared about? Why are they so worried about this? They used it for quite a long time, and it was successful. I think they should do away with the Divas Championship, bring back the women's title, still have NXT. I mean, technically, NXT is its own brand as well, if you really want to get into it technically, you know. The other thing that just drives me absolutely bonkers is the fact that people tend to forget that it's 2016, and for guys like me who grew up, you know, in the 90s and watched wrestling, you know, when we were little, my earliest memories was around 88, 89, and then I watched, you know, the mid-90s into 2000, so on and so forth. And, you know, it's just, I'm just really excited about all this. April 1st, NXT TakeOver in Dallas. Apparently today, Shinsuke Nakamura from New Japan arrived in Orlando, and he's going to be debuting on Friday, which a lot of people are really, Really excited for that. I know I am. NXT has a hell of a lot going for it. We've talked about this before on the podcast about people's gimmicks not necessarily getting over on the main roster. That is a concern, but the other concern that I have, and a lot of people probably have this as well, there's so many good people on the roster that have so much talent, yet they are not being utilized, such as, you know, Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, you know, even guys like Zack Ryder, which is awesome. He's going to be on WrestleMania in the Intercontinental Championship match. That's really great. The Miz is a workhorse for the company. He deserves all the recognition in the world. They've handed him so many different things over the years, and he's ran with it. You either like The Miz or you don't. It's that simple. Some of the crown jewels of NXT are obviously Big Cass and Enzo. You got Bayley, you got Finn Balor, you got, Samoa Joe, Baron Corbin. There's a huge list of people who you got Gable, of course, Mojo Rawley. You know, like I said, you know, you can either take or leave some of these guys. You either like them or you don't. But you gotta, you know, in my opinion, you gotta respect their dedication to the business and their talent, whether you like them or not. Del Rio, why did Del Rio come back? I don't know. This whole League of Nations thing is just a big pile of shit, if you ask me. And I'm sorry for those people that are listening to this that are offended by profanity, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's no point. The League of Nations is a bunch of crap. I've talked about it before. Sheamus, Rusev, Alberto, and who's the other person that's part of that? it's getting ridiculous because at some point you have to take your talent and use them in the correct way, or the people are just going to forget about them, or they're not going to be interested in them at all. Sheamus, what was the point of him winning the title? I really have no idea. The Roman Reigns, Triple H, I don't know how that's going to go. You got Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar, Shane versus Undertaker, tons of matches on the pre-show, and you have AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. This is going to be a good Mania. I have a really good feeling about it. and of course, everybody is always excited about the Raw after Mania. The Miz, was apparently injured. Turns out that he was just selling. The last thing we need is another person on the injury list. Thank God that wasn't a huge ordeal. Excuse me. One of the things that I'm kind of... I guess I am excited about it. You have the Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte match, which I think is going to be absolutely fantastic as well. A lot of people, you're either fans of NXT or you're not. Some people like NXT for certain reasons. Some people dislike it. In actuality, and I've said this before, NXT is technically the world's largest indie promoter. That's pretty much what Triple H is now. He picks up the guys from the indies that he wants. Will Goldberg be involved with WrestleMania? Will he show up? Apparently, the WWE tag team titles are no longer being defended at WrestleMania. I'm a little pissed off about that. I'm sure that's something that's probably going to be moved to the pre-show, or maybe just not at all. There was going to be a handicap match with Big E, Kofi, and Xavier versus King Barrett, Rusev, Sheamus, and Alberto Del Rio. I don't know. I mean, to me, that would be sort of a waste. But, you know, hey, what do I know? That's just one man's opinion. It's Dr. Nick's opinion. One thing that I want to say before I end this episode is I was listening to, well, I was actually watching the Legends show with Ron Simmons. I did not watch it until just now. It looks like a, you know, I was like, oh, that looks interesting. So I clicked on it on WWE Network and watched it. It's amazing that a guy like that, with so many accolades in the business, is forgotten a lot. He overcame adversity. He was the first African-American WCW champion. He had a hell of a tag team with Butch Reed. He's a Hall of Famer, tag team champion, leader of the nation. And of course, we all remember that horrible gimmick with the blue helmet as the gladiator type gimmick. And he also talked about trying to mentor Ahmed Johnson, which I've made this joke before. Ahmed Johnson's ring gear looked like his, like, bottom half of his ring gear, you know, with his tights. Like, he had, like, 10 freaking, like, knee guards. That's what it looked like. It looked absolutely ridiculous. Ahmed Johnson was an overrated piece of crap. I'll say it right now. He had every opportunity in the business. And for years, he's always been saying that he was put down because of his race. No, it's because you sucked, you were stiff, and you hurt people. But anyways, this has been an episode of Slamcast. I hope you all enjoyed it. Check out my past episodes. And I will see you all later. I will probably talk to you all before WrestleMania, but if I don't, enjoy WrestleMania 32.
Wrestle Radio Australia.
Here's where the action is.
Three shows, one network.
Here's where the action is.
Healing out with Muhammad Ali Vaez.
Just enjoy the ride with this particular long-haired Persian house husband.
Axe Cast with Josh the Axe Shooter.
Hey guys, make as much noise as you can.
Sleep.
You fucking say anything.
You can edit this out, right?
Yeah.
And WRA with me, Josh Armour, and the wordsmith, Sean Fuster.
That was a crazy show, and I'm glad we survived it to come here.
Backstage, people are yelling out, "Oi, the show's bloody started!" And I'm downstairs getting a photo shoot done. And I was like, "Oh, shit!"
All of this is yours for free. Subscribe to Wrestle Radio Australia on iTunes or check us out on fnx.network. Wrestle Radio Australia. It's where the action is.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, fnx.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
Song and I won't.
Shoot the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootingDefence.com, and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.